On today's show, we're paying tribute to fake news. Rob Corddry was a reporter on The Daily Show for 4 years before leaving last August. His younger brother, Nate, was on the show for about 10 months. They joined us together earlier this year. This is an excerpt of my conversation with Rob Corddry. Rob, would you describe the type of character you typically played as a correspondent on The Daily Show?
Well, it's interesting because characters on The Daily Show are largely audience-defined. When Ed Helms and I first started on The Daily Show, we just imitated Stephen Colbert for a year or two. I guess the audience would pick up certain nuances in our performance, and they started calling me sort of a frattish boor, and the writers started writing me that way. But I always liked to play it as we're all stupid. That's the secret to playing a Daily Show correspondent, is that you're dumb. But my character had the advantage of knowing he was dumb and didn't care.
And is that something that you figured out after you started doing it, like through the kind of feedback you were getting? Is that a direction you consciously headed in?
It's a lot easier to interview these people if you have this exaggerated, unearned confidence, especially when you know that you're dumb and you still think you're better than they are.
You've interviewed a lot of people where it's hard to tell, like, what did they know in advance, particularly earlier in your appearances on The Daily Show before it became quite the phenomenon that it did. Did they know what was going on? Were they in on the joke? Did they know there was going to be a joke?
When I first started, there were researchers and associate producers who had booked the interviews there who would still say, "We're with Comedy Central's news program." That is no longer possible. So I would start every interview by saying, "Look, you know the show. You know we're a comedy show, but I'm really going to ask you about your opinions or your passions, whatever you're here for. I want you to speak about it seriously. If I tell you the sky is green, please correct me and say the sky is blue. Don't try and follow my logic, because we're looking for straight answers. And unfortunately, I'm the jackass here." And a lot of times people would try and be funny, and we'd have to sort of steer them away from that. And even at times we'd have to say, "Look, I think you're a very funny guy, but none of this is going to make it on the air. Please just answer my question. Why do you hate gays?" Or something like that.
So what are some of the responses that surprised you the most?
Oh, God. I had one guy, speaking of hating gays, I was speaking to probably the most homophobic person I've ever met in my life. But he told me that he worked for some family council in Philadelphia, and he said he loved gay people, and not only that, he, if they were drowning, put him in a sea of gay people, and he would breathe life into their mouths.
Oh, my God.
And we murdered this guy. Murdered him. And he called me up the next day and asked me out to lunch. He loved the piece so much.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, in addition to your interviews, of course, you did a lot of, like, stand-up reports where you'd, like, talk with Jon Stewart and, report on something. In fact, I want to play one. And this is one that you did shortly after President Bush announced that there would be some kind of investigation into charges, allegations that there was price fixing and other problems in the oil industry. Do you want to say anything about this before we hear it?
I don't remember it.
Well, a profound
I spent most of my time there drunk. I am a functional alcoholic, barely.
Okay, well, this is very funny, so let's hear it.
For more on Bush's aggressive new stance against the oil companies, we turn to our senior petroleum analyst, Rob Corddry. Rob, the President of the United States didn't just talk tough today, Rob. The President didn't just talk tough. He also announced that he was taking this initiative. Take a look.
I'm also directing the Department of Justice to work with the FTC and the Energy Department to conduct inquiries into illegal manipulation or cheating related to the current gasoline prices.
He announced a query into the inner workings of the oil industry, a probe, if you will. Tell us, Rob, what will this investigation entail?
Well, for certain, it will be a long, arduous process. John, here's my guess as to how it might proceed. Now, this is the Oval Office right here. The President plans to leave it. walk down this hallway to the vice president's office.
Now, let me ask you a question, Rob. What are those black markings, if I may, what do those black X's represent?
Oh, those are the oil executives who maintain a 24-hour presence in Cheney's office. Anyway, John, the president will then begin the probe by saying to the oil executives, "Hey, Dave. Lee, how you doing? Good to see you, Jimbo. You guys been a price fixin'?" And if the answer is yes, the president will take the appropriate action.
Which would be
classified.
That was Rob Corddry with Jon Stewart on The Daily Show. Rob, did you start watching the news differently after you started doing The Daily Show?
Oh, yeah. You can't help but watch the news differently. And you know, in the obvious way, just with that Daily Show sort of slant.
Which is in part looking at how news reporters and anchors carry themselves on TV.
That's my favorite part about The Daily Show is making fun of the news people themselves and the trappings of a news organization. You know, that was my right down to the chyrons or the news alerts. You know, I mean, that's some of my favorite most satirizable, I just made that word up, aspects of the news.
Rob Corddry was a reporter on The Daily Show for 4 years. Our tribute to fake news continues in the second half of the show. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.